Read verse 12 with me. Then spake Jesus again unto them, saying, I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. Father, bless now these moments that we have. Lord, help us to discern from your word, Lord, what Jesus and you are saying, how it applied to them physically and in reality, and then practically what they needed to do. Then help us make that spiritual application just like we did last week, Lord, so we can glean the blessing from this passage of Scripture. And pray that once again, Lord, we'll see some things that maybe we have forgotten or we had seen at one time and neglected. Or, Lord, see some things that we have never seen before. And, Lord, you would impact our lives for the glory of God in this particular passage. You said you are the light of the world, Lord. What a blessing it is to know that you are that. I pray that as we kind of look through a little bit tonight, dissect it a little bit, we may be able to apply it to our lives as well, leave here differently than we came in, more Christ-like in what we say, think, and do. And Lord, in those areas that need to be chipped off, chip away, Lord, so that we can resemble Christ-likeness. Thank you for loving us, Lord. Bless the children now in their area, as well as the adults. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And amen. You may be seated. All right, so who was here last week? Because we're going to cover the same format that we covered last week, all right? Who was not here last week? You were not here last week, okay? So we're going to cover the basic format that we covered last week. I'll give you the introduction, and then we'll go on talking about the I am statements. Again, you've heard everything there is to hear about the outline of John. What we're doing, there's seven statements that were made, the I am statements, the witnesses, and then the seven miracles, all proving that Jesus Christ is God Almighty, the Son of God. Amen. And so now we're on the seven I am statements. We already covered the seven witnesses testifying that Jesus is God's Son. We saw what they said and what it meant. And this next seven I am statements, amen, we already covered one, is going to be what we're talking about. We already covered the bread of life, and we saw physically bread is needed to do what? Sustain life. Amen. But then we saw spiritually, what is Jesus Christ? The bread of life. And what does he give? Eternal life. Amen. Are we going to thirst as and hunger for salvation? No. We have it already. Amen. Are we going to thirst and hunger for righteousness? We should. Amen. And so we covered that one. Now we're covering this one here, this I am statement. Again, this statement is to prove that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, and he's the only one that can make this type of a statement. Can anyone else say they're the bread of life? Nobody can say that. No one else can say that. Can anyone say they are the light of the world? No, they cannot. Amen. So the statements that Jesus makes, they're practical statements, but then they're also spiritual statements as well. So let's use the same format that we used last week. Are these questions random statements? No, they're not random statements. We covered that last week. These are not random statements of fact, but everyday practical statements of reality. So he's making these statements. They're not just random. He's throwing things out there that really mean something to them so that they can grab a hold of it and understand who he is better and understand that he is God's Son. Amen? And we say that the statements that Jesus used were physical realities with physical practicalities. In other words, it was a real thing, and he wanted them to do something real with it, amen, by showing them what they normally do. And so we said this. In other words, Jesus spoke about things that they knew and things that they did and the outcome. And every one of these I am statements is the same way. Every last one of them is the same way, amen. Why did he use physical realities? It was something they understood. It was something they understood, amen. So with that said, these are the I am statements. I am the bread of life. I'm the light of the world. I am the door. I'm the good shepherd. I'm the resurrection and the life. I am the way, the truth, and the life. I am the vine. What was Jesus' main goal? We said this. The main goal is in understanding the application of these I am statements is understanding the physical application first. They had to understand physically what it meant in order to apply it spiritually. Amen. And so this I am statement is no different. Amen. No different at all. So let me give you some questions here that will give you the understanding. All right. So the second I am statement, John 8:12. Then spake Jesus again unto them, saying, I am the light of the world. He that followeth me should not walk in darkness, but should have the light of life. All right. Jesus states he's the light of the world. What is light used for physically? See, what happens if we don't have light? How many of y'all would bump your toe at night? Not good. Not good. So the literal interpretation of the word light in the Greek is illumination. Illumination. So what is light used for physically? Illumination, or to see. Let's see what John states about that. Go back to John chapter number 1. John chapter number 1 and see this illumination. Because we'll probably cover the first part here today and then the next part next week. Notice down in verse number 4, it says, in him, speaking of Jesus Christ, was life, and the life was the what? Light of men. So if you were to change that, the illumination of men. Now, if Jesus is the illumination of men, what does that mean? He is the illumination of men. In him was life, and the life was the light or the illumination of men. What does that mean? Illumination of men. Or the light of men. Anybody? Yes. He is the light of the world. But now, if he's the illumination of men, what does that mean? Enlighten them. Give them awareness to understand. Think about it. Adam and Eve did not know they were naked until when? Until they ate of the fruit. Then they understood. What happened? They were illuminated to that which was bad and that which was evil. Before, they weren't illuminated to that. When Jesus Christ comes into the world, then he is to illuminate us to the will of God once again, because we were spiritually depraved. Amen. So that was the light of men, the illumination of men. Come down to verse number 5. It says, and the what? The light or the illumination shineth in what? Darkness. And the darkness comprehended it what? Not. Come down to verse number 7. The same came for a witness to bear witness of the what? Light or the illumination, that all men through him might what? Believe. Verse number 8. He just talking about John the Baptist. He was not that what? Light or illumination. John's goal was not to illuminate people the way Jesus Christ did. His job was to bring the awareness that he is the light. He is the light. John just said, look at him. Amen. He's the one. Come down to verse number 9. That was the true what? Light or illumination, which lighteth every man that cometh into the world. So when you look at this word light, it means illumination. Come over to John chapter 3 and verse number 19 with me again. John chapter 3 and verse number 19. Jesus here, coming off of John 3:16 and 17, says this: he that believeth on him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already, because he hath not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. Is that the one that I wanted? No, that's not. 3:19. And this is the condemnation, that what? Light or what? Illumination. Awareness. Illumination is come where? Into the world, and men love what? Darkness rather than what? Illumination. Why? Because their deeds were evil. In other words, the light exposes things. How many of you have been around cockroaches at a dirty place? And when the lights come on, where do the cockroaches go? They scatter. Unless you live like where I lived at and the cockroaches were bold. The lights could be on. They come out and say, hey, what's going on? Gotta get this piece of cheese right here. You going to step on me? Oh, don't be like that, you know. I mean, you know, big cockroaches, too. I mean, once you step on them, they start carrying you across the floor. I mean, like, come on now. They've got no shame. Little cockroaches, the light comes on, they start scurrying. The big ones are like, really? I can fly, man, you know. Hey, 3:19, he said, because they believed in the name, they did not believe in the name of the only begotten Son of God. This is a condemnation. Their deeds were evil, amen. And notice verse 20, for everyone that doeth evil hateth the what? The light, the illumination, neither cometh to the what? Light, lest his deeds should be reproved. But he that doeth truth cometh to the what? The light. The one that's trying to do right is going to come to the illumination. Why? Because I can get more illuminated. Amen. Hey, think about it. I can get brighter. and brighter. What happens to your flashlight when the batteries start going dim? When the batteries start going dim. Batteries start going out. Your flashlight gets dimmer and dimmer and dimmer. When you put some new batteries in there, what happens? That thing is illuminated, man. It's bright. So the person coming to Christ then is going to get illuminated more and more because he is trying to do the truth. So we know that John agrees with what we're saying physically. Light is illumination. Amen. I could show you some more verses, but for sake of time, we are not. Amen. All right. So John agrees with light for illumination. Question number two. Light then illuminates what? Darkness. Darkness. Now, by the way, can light illuminate light? If the light is lighter, if it's brighter, if the light is brighter, light can illuminate light. Amen. And so when you have a brighter light, Christ is the brightest light you're going to get. So light can illuminate light. By the way, are we supposed to be light? Yes. Can we be illuminated by his light? Yes. So we can get brighter. We can be illuminated even though we're light. Ye are the what? Light of the world. We can be illuminated even more. Amen. So John agrees, light then illuminates everything around us, especially darkness. So Jesus is trying to get them to understand the physical reality is that light is for illumination. All right. And the physical practicality is that having light brings the outcome of illumination. If I have light, I can have illumination. If I don't have light, I don't have illumination. Amen. And so that is the practical thing. No light, no illumination. All right. Second part, John 8:12. Go back over there. John 8:12. And the second part then is, then spake Jesus again unto them, saying, I am the light of the what? World. Okay, so if he is the light of the world, the second question then, what does the world stand for? Amen. By the way, if you ever had any kind of studies in the world, worldology, it has three different designations. Who knows one of those designations? World. Josh? Well, yes. The word world has three different designations. Three different connotations, I should say. Tasha? The actual planet is one. Pastor White? The people is the second one. What's the third designation? The people, the planet, the people. All right, let's cover those two first. We'll come to that. The world system, amen. All right, so let's cover those three. So if Jesus said here, I am the light of the world, there's three designations he could be talking about. We have to figure out which designation is he talking about. All right, what does the world stand for physically? Number one, the planet Earth is the world. How do we know that? Go back to John chapter 1 and verse number 9. The planet Earth is the world. So the planet or the Earth is the world. John 1:9 says, that was the true light which lighteth every man that cometh into the what? World. So we know that is the planet Earth. That is the world as we know it. Amen. Notice verse number 10. He was in the what? World. That's a planet. And the what? The world or the planet was made by him. And the what? World knew him not. Now, that last world, is that the people or is that the planet? That's the people. How can the planet know Jesus? Well, the planet does know Jesus, but you know what I'm talking about. The world can't know him personally, okay? And so the planet Earth is the world. Psalm 24:1 says what? The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. Pastor, Brother Hall just used that. Was that Sunday? Yeah, just used that one. It says the world and they that dwell therein. So we know that planet Earth is the first designation of world. Did Jesus come to die for planet Earth? I don't think so. Amen. All right. So question number two then. What does the world stand for figuratively? Physically, we know it's the planet or the Earth. Figuratively, it is the people of the Earth. All right. So let's go to John 3:16. Again, contained in the gospel is the word world again. And what did Jesus say? I'm the light of the what? World. John 3:16 says, for God so loved the what? World. He's talking about the planet Earth here or the people of the earth? The people. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God sent not his Son into the what? World to condemn the what? World. Talking about the people or the planet? The people. He's not going to condemn the planet. The planet didn't do anything. Amen. But that the who? World through him might be what? Saved. Amen. So we do know that then planet Earth is number one world, then the people of the Earth is number two. Amen. Matter of fact, give you another clarification of that. Go to chapter 12. Chapter number 12 and verse number 19. Chapter 12, verse 19. And notice what the Pharisee says here in verse 19. Matter of fact, verse number 18, for this cause the people also met him, for they heard that he had done this miracle. Pharisees therefore said among themselves, perceive ye how ye prevail nothing? Behold, the who? The world is gone after him. Is that the planet? The people, all right? So we know that when Jesus said, I am the light of the world, the planet is the world, but also the people are the world. There's one other designation of the world that we have left out, and that is the world that's spiritually speaking, or the place or system that the devil created to keep man from doing the will of God. For that, let's go to 1 John chapter number 2. Many of you already know this verse. Amen. Pastor Wise got it back there already in memory. 1 John chapter 2. This is the third designation of the word world. So when it is used, it's going to be used in one of these three ways, either the planet Earth world, or the people of the world, or the system, or the place called the world that the Satan has created. 1 John chapter number 2, verse 15, the Bible says, love not the what? World, neither things that are in the what? World. If any man love the what? World, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the what? World. Now, is that the planet? No, it's not the planet. Is it the people? No, it's not the people. It is that system. The system. They can be worldly. But the world is that system of, by the way, the same word is used for all of these, and it's called cosmos. Okay, cosmos is the Greek word cosmos, and it's the same word for all of these, and it means to stands for decorative things, or what's the word? Or ornamented things. What is so attractive about the world? It has twinkly lights. It's got things that attract our flesh. So when you think of the earth cosmos, it means a decorated thing or an attractive thing or an ornamented thing. It is something that attracts us. So the devil has created this system called the world, and it attracts you and I away from the things of God. What did Paul say? Demas hath left me, having forsaken this what? Present world. So Demas had left for something else. He saw something else that was out there in the world to go after it. And so he says here, love not the world, neither things are in the world. If any man love the world, love the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh. What is that? That's things that attract my flesh. And the lust of the eyes. What is that? Those are things that I see that attract my flesh. And the pride of life. What is that? Those are things that I think will make me better than you. Pastor White went to Noah's Ark. I'm going to Noah's place where he got birthed at. Pride of life. Pastor White ain't got nothing on me. I know where Noah was born at. I know where he was buried at. Pride of life. Hey, he says down there, and the world passeth away, and the lust thereof. But he that doeth the will of God abideth forever. So that word cosmos is used for all three, the planet, the people, and the place are all, you have to look at the context and see which one it is that actually fits in there, because Satan has this system called the world. What is Satan's will in the world? What is this system designed to do to the Christian? Hinder them? What do you say, Pastor White? Get you away from things of God. To attract you away from the things of God. Why? It's ornamented. It's pretty. It's attractive. It's attractive. Why do you think people worship the sun? It's bright. It's shiny. It attracts me. All the plants turn that way. And so I want to worship the sun. No, yeah, I worship the sun. But the things attract you. Why do so many people gaze to stars? They're attractive. I mean, you look up at stars, you're like, wow, twinkle, twinkle. You find the Big Dipper, do you try to find the Little Dipper? Do you try to find Orion? Then you get lost, amen, because you can't find anything else, amen? So it is attractive. So those three designations are what we would call the world, the place, the system, the place or the system the devil has created is the world, the people of the world, and then the plans of the world. Which one did Jesus die for? The people. If he said, I'm the light of the world, which one is he talking about? The people. Amen. So going back to John 8:12. Again, this is something that Jesus knew was practical to them. They understood light. And so he's using this concept of light. John 8:12. And again, Jesus said, then spake Jesus again unto them, saying, I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. Okay, a couple more questions here. If Jesus then is the light of the world, what type of light does he bring? Okay, and I'm going to give you this multiple choice. Is it A, eternal illumination? Is it B, physical illumination? Okay, eternal, it means I can see into the future, amen? Physical means I can see with my eyeballs. Spiritual illumination means I can understand the things of God. Or is it emotional illumination? I can understand my emotional state better. Or is it total illumination? Which one does he give? Eternal illumination, physical illumination, spiritual illumination, emotional illumination, or total illumination? Total illumination. Why do we know that? Notice what he says again. I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in what? Darkness, but shall have what? The illumination or light of life. I have everything I need to see in this life and in the next one, because the next one's called eternal life. Amen. So this is total illumination. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness. By the way, walking physically or walking spiritually, he's talking about both. By the way, turn off the light and see how far you get trying to walk. Amen. Hey, folks, you go home, you turn off your lights right now, and you let somebody clutter up the area and see how far you get. You'll stump your toe here and there and everywhere. Now, you can navigate if you just, you turn the lights off. Click. I know I can go over here about 5 steps. See, I got light and I'm messing up, amen. Oh, what am I talking about? You can navigate, but so far when the lights first turned off, but you can't navigate for too long. You can't navigate. And plus, you can't go a lifetime. He said, shall be the light of what? Life. Give you a couple quick thoughts here, and then we're gonna be done here. We'll finish this up next week, amen. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but walk in darkness where? Is that my spiritual walk or my physical walk? It's both. Think about it. Do I need light to walk? Yes. Yes, I do. All right. So notice the spiritual application here real quick. I'm just going to give you a thought here, and we'll finish up with it next week. Go over to Philippians. I'm sorry, not Philippians. Matthew. Matthew real quick, and we'll finish this up next week. Matthew chapter 5. Now, if he said, I am the light of the world, Matthew chapter 5, notice, come down to verse 14. Now, what did Jesus say he was? Light of the world. What did he say we are in verse 14? How do we get to become light to the world? Huh? Through him? Yeah, through him. By the way, how does the moon shine its light? Does the moon have any light of its own? You sure the moon don't have any light? On the full moon, though, it's bright. You can see pretty good, can't you? Well, how can the moon not have its own light? It's a reflection of the sun. Boy, that'll preach. What should we be? A reflection of the sun. And so when we reflect the sun, we should give off what? Thank you. We're moon people, amen? We're reflectors. We should give off some light, amen? Jesus turns this thing around and he says, hey, wait a minute, I'm the light of the world. But he said, hey, wait a minute, ye are the light of the world as well. He says, a city that is set on a hill, what? Cannot be hid, amen? You look at the city and it cannot be hid. Why? It's visible. He's saying the Christian cannot be hid. They're visible. The moon is visible. On a full moon, guess what? Yeah, that thing shines bright. But it has no light of its own. It's just reflecting the sun. We have no light on our own. By the way, we have darkness until Jesus comes in. And when Jesus comes in, that darkness turns to light. And what should we illuminate, or what should we radiate? That should be Christ-likeness. Amen? And he should be that way. Notice down there in verse number 14, neither do men light a candle and put it under where? A bushel, but on a what? Candlestick, and it giveth what? Light or illumination unto all that are in the house. Verse 16, this is our church's verse. Let your what? Light so shine, or your illumination so shine. Where? Before men. What do we want them to see? That they may see your good works, or the good deeds that we're doing. Why? We want to shine it just like the moon. We want to reflect it like the moon. The same way Jesus went about doing good, we should go about doing good so they can see our good works. Notice what he says. And what is the end result? To bring glory to us? And glorify your who? Father which is in heaven. So he said that ye are the light. Now he already said, I'm the light of the world. He said, but you also are the light. Think about it. We're little lights sent out into the world. Think about it. Each light that you see up in the sky is a star. You know how bright that is? It looks pretty dim from here, doesn't it? But each one of those stars is a sun, so to speak, like ours. Wow. That's amazing. How many of y'all remember how big is God? Remember we showed that? That's awesome. That's awesome. It really is. That's what Jesus is talking about. So he gave them this reality here, this physical reality of light is illumination. He gave a physical practicality. It is used for you to see. He gave the illustration. He said, I'm the light of the world, not the planet, not the place where Satan's got all messed up, but for the people. And he says, if I'm the light of the world, so that people can see, you're the light. And I want people to see from what you do. So we're going to see one other area next week before we go into the next I Am statement. That's very, very practical for you and I, because when we think about this, God wants us to be a light. Is the world dark? He's talking about same-sex marriage and all the rest of this foolishness out there. It's a bunch of garbage out there. The only light that they're going to have is the light that we give them. I'll tell you an interesting story. We're going to quit. Greg went to basketball practice yesterday, and there was a boy bad-mouthing Christians. I mean, just Christians are like this. Christians are like this. And Christians are like this. And Christians can't do this. And Christians, and just going on. And Greg was a little upset about that. And he came home and he talked with us, but he kept saying this, though. No offense, Greg. No offense, Greg. No offense, Greg. Christians are like this. No offense, Greg. Christians are like this. No offense, Greg. So he kept excusing Greg. And, Gregory, we prayed about it. And I said, you really need to confront this boy and see what happened to make him go off on his tirade. And so, Gregory prayed about it, went back and confronted the young man. And come to find out, another Christian bad-mouthed him and put some things out about him. I guess they were false. So he's mad at all Christians now. But he excused Gregory because, what am I saying? We are lights. And that Christian, whoever it was that bad-mouthed him, put some bad stuff out there, made it bad for every other Christian. Gregory caught flack. The guy that took over Brother Dunham's church, he's on the team. His dad's a pastor. He caught flack as a result of this one Christian who didn't shine his light. He didn't shine his light. And so the guy's attacking Christians in general. And praise God, Gregory approached him tonight. And Gregory said the guy was just as friendly as he could be to him. He said, look, none of that stuff was aimed at you, Gregory. But this other person that calls himself a Christian. Well, don't ever let someone say that they call themselves a Christian. Amen? Just be a Christian. Don't say, well, he calls himself a Christian. Just be one. Amen? Don't say, well, he calls himself one. No, I am one. I want to be one, and I'm going to stay one. I'm going to act like one. How are we going to do that? Young light of the world. A city that's set on the hill cannot be hid. Neither could this guy be hid that spoke bad about this guy on Gregory's team and made it bad for every other Christian. I'm sure you got him at your job. I'm sure you got him in your family. I'm sure you know people that know a Christian that made it bad for everybody. See, it's just like you Christians. Do our dead level best to shine for Christ. Why? We are the light of the world. They need to see it. They want to see it. Folks, they're hungry to see real Christianity. They really are. Because a real Christian would be like Jesus. Attractive. One that people want to be around. Why? He told that woman, he said, I don't condemn you. Go and sin no more. Folks, we don't have a right to condemn anybody. We were under hell's judgment of theft. Such were some of you. We don't have any right to condemn anybody. But we shouldn't condone their sin either. We should be just like Jesus. Bring them to Christ while he's the light of the world. Father, help us to shine for you. Lord, you said you're the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid. Lord, help us to shine, illuminate, to radiate that same light that you have shown. Lord, the light that gives us what we need. You said you're the light of the world. The person that follows you is not going to walk in darkness. So Lord, help us to manifest that type of a life, that type of mentality, to lead others to the saving grace of Jesus Christ. And Lord, they would not walk and follow us into darkness, but they would follow us into light. And that's the light of the world. We thank you. Love you, Lord. Help us to go out of here and make a difference. Help us to shine for Jesus at our workplaces, our schools, the places that we have business at tomorrow. Lord, help us to shine for Jesus' sake. Help us to give someone an invitation to the gospel call and to the Shining Light Baptist Church. Thank you for loving us, Lord. Bless our efforts, that which we think, that which we say, that which we do in Jesus' name. Amen. And amen. Adults, don't forget, get your tracts. Give them out. Amen. 5 tracts this week.